accidentally downloaded a virus with the new game I got. It could lock up my whole computer and break it.
Uh-oh, you better get rid of it fast. A virus like that can be bad news. Have you ever had a computer virus? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. A computer virus will break your computer, but what kind of virus will break you? Have you ever thought about sin being like a virus? Adam and Eve first brought it into the world when they disobeyed God, and every human since then has been infected. And we can't cure ourselves. Only the death and resurrection of Jesus can save us. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Our story today is entitled, "The Virus." "Dad," Everett stared at his computer screen in dismay. "Chase just told me there's a virus in the game I downloaded. It could ruin the hard drive."
"Oh no," Dad said. "How much damage has it done?"
Everett groaned and covered his eyes. "I don't know yet." "What's a virus?" asked Rachel, climbing onto Dad's knee. "Is that what gives you the flu?"
"That's right," said Dad. "When a virus gets into your body, it can make you sick. But a different kind of virus can get into a computer, and once it does, it can spread and take control of the programs on your computer so they don't work anymore."
"I don't know how to fix this, Dad," said Everett. "Can you help me?"
"I'm not sure what to do either," said Dad. "But I have a friend who works with computers. I'll check with him."
Dad smiled at Rachel. "We need to get rid of viruses as soon as possible, whether they're on the computer or in our bodies."
"Yeah, we have to take medicine to make us better," said Rachel as Everett turned the computer off.
By the following week, the computer had been fixed and the new antivirus program installed.
"I know two kinds of viruses," announced Rachel as Everett was using the computer one evening. "The kind that makes computers sick and the kind that makes people sick."
"I know a third kind," said Dad.
"Sin is like a virus that made the whole world sick. When the first people God created, Adam and Eve, disobeyed him, sin came into the world and infected it. It took control of people's minds and hearts and makes us do selfish, wrong things instead of loving and obeying God."
"Can we get cleaned up like Everett's computer?" Rachel asked with wide eyes.
"We certainly can. We have something even better than an antivirus program. Jesus died and then rose from the dead to save the world from sin. When we trust in him, he removes our sin and makes us new so our hearts work the way they should. It's like he gives us a new hard drive. Even though we still do wrong things sometimes, we can confess and turn away from our sin, and Jesus will forgive us and make us clean."
So how about you? Did you know that sin is like a virus? It does more damage than a virus in your body or on your computer ever could.
Sin separates us from God and affects everything we think and do. But when we trust in Jesus, he removes our sin and makes us clean. He gives us new hearts and makes us able to resist temptation and turn away from sin. And when we do give in and do something wrong, we can confess it to him, and he'll forgive us. Our key verse is 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus removes sin. This December, I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. Every day has a new story to talk about with your family. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus. So search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.